kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ilalarawan mo ba ang iyong sarili bilang nasa right o nasa left? Sa loob ng ilang taon, ginamit ang mga katagang ito upang ilarawan kung saan nakatayo ang mga partidong politikal. Ang mga nasa left ay naniniwala sa mas progresibong mga halaga, habang ang mga nasa right ay naniniwala sa mas konserbatibong mga halaga. Mahalaga pa ba ang mga salitang ito? At nakakatulong ba talaga ito upang maunawaan natin kung ano ang ipinaglalaban ng mga politiko at partido?
The spectrum is depicted as a line. So on the left are those parties that typically advocate for things like social equality, more government intervention, progressive economic and social policies, dealing with environmental issues. Then on the right are those that typically emphasize tradition and authority, limited forms of government, tend to be pro-market and pushing for deregulation of markets.
Si Shannon Brinkat ay isang senior lecturer sa politics at international relations sa University of the Sunshine Coast. Ayon sa kanya, ang left ay hindi ganap na sumasalamin sa Labour Party.
So the Australian Labour Party is best described as a centre-left party, but with increasingly moderate policies. Traditionally, the ALP supported worker rights, was strongly represented by the trade union movement, created Medicare and pushes for universal healthcare, was more interested in climate action than other parties, and has generally been quite progressive on certain social issues, you know, the voice referendum, LGBTQ rights, and so on. The analysis, though, if you look at the policies, I would say is becoming more centrist, more moderate in practice over time.
Si Simone Burns naman ay lumaki sa malayong lugar sa NSW sa isang pamilya ng conservative voting timber cutters. Ngunit hindi siya sumunod sa kanilang mga yapak.
I'm a lefty. There's no delusions about it. I'm here for progressive policy. I think that LGBTQI communities are a critical part of our ecosystem as a country. I don't think that you should be treated differently for, you know, having a disability or being a person of color or having a different religion. I think that that actually makes us better as a country, having that diversity.
Si Mohib Iqbal ay dumating sa Australia bilang isang mag-aaral mula Afghanistan at humiling ng asylum. Noong 2017, siya ay naging citizen.
I was ready to sort of make a choice where I fell on the political spectrum, which is to the left of the center, I would say. The key decision came to me was which party was more sort of pro-multiculturalism, had more views and policies that were more accommodating for migrant and refugee background population.
Sabi ni Dr. Brinkat, ang Liberal o National Coalition Party ay nasa right wing ng politika at patuloy na lumilipat patungong pinakamataas na bahagi ng spectrum ng politika.
I think this election will really test how far this will go. Dutton has said he is interested in bringing a more Trump-style politics. The Liberal Party traditionally, I guess, would be more centre-right, but increasingly more far-right. We have to look at the factions within the Liberal Party to really see where it's going. Generally speaking, the economic policies supporting tax cuts, favoring deregulation, privatization of key industries, against any wealth redistribution. Social policies, very conservative. Slow on LGBTQ rights, climate skepticism, even denial.
Sabi ni Calvin Biag, siya ay bumoboto para sa right party. Siya ay half Maltese at half Filipino. At siya ay 22 taong gulang at may konserbatibong pagpapahalagang Kristiyano.
Because the values in which I see as important, the inalienable right of freedom, the importance of a good and strong economy, less government being better government.
Traditional na bumoboto ang mga kabataan. Ngunit nagpa siya si Calvin na maging right wing noong siya ay 18 taong gulang.
Around that age, once I looked at what I believed in, and I think it's fair to say as you get older, your views and opinions I've had on certain things have changed, but those core foundation of values, that's very important to me.
Si Steve Ko, 65 taong gulang, ay lumipat sa Australia mula sa Indonesia nang siya'y bata pa. Ang kanyang mga pampolitikang pananaw ay nagbago mula sa left at ngayon ay itinuturing niya ang kanyang sarili bilang nasa center-right ng political spectrum.
I'm family first, the family unit, trying to keep it together. I'm very much into a small government, a market-based economy. I'm very much into preserving freedom of all kind, from freedom of expression to association of religion or faith, all that kind of freedoms. And I can say to you firsthand, because that's why our family fled Indonesia, for our own freedom. I guess I tell you what I'm not into. I'm not into the current flavor of the month, which is, without being disrespectful, I'm not into wokeism, into cancel culture, into gender issues or identity politics and all that kind of stuff. I just want it to be as real as is possible. No delusion.
Ang mga pandaigdigang ideolohiyang pampolitika ay hinati sa dalawang panig, ang left at right, mula pa noong French Revolution na nagsimula noong 1789.
The assembly, the people sat according to where they saw the revolution going. Like the Jacobins sat on the left, who wanted to extend the revolution, promote more revolutionary change, equality, and then to the right were those who were more pushing for arrest the revolution, provide more stability, and retain some forms of the traditional hierarchy. So that idea of the horseshoe and how they actually sat, you can see elements of that today even within our own parliamentary seating, right? But rather than being left or right divided ideologically, it's more if you're in government, you sit on the right. If you're in opposition, you sit on the left.
Matapos ang daan-daang taon, naisip ni Dr. Brinkett kung gaano pa kapakit-pakinabang ang mga tradisyonal na tawag sa mga pampolitikang aspeto sa kasalukuyan.
It's a nice way to start thinking about things, to get a very broad picture and understanding of the ideological differences at that sort of big macro scale. And so it's very useful, especially for first-time voters or people that are time poor to engage politically. But I would always suggest going deeper to ensure that the policies of a particular party that you may vote for do align with what you actually want politics to achieve over the next 3 or 4 years.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Alex Tarney at Olivia Diorio para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang detalye, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.